The Yukon River Fall Chum Salmon Run is lagging way behind expectations. State Fall Chum Manager Jeff Estenson says past the normal midpoint of the run, less than half the median number of fish have been counted by the state's sonar at Pilot Station.
Our total abundance right now is estimated to be 200,000 fish, which is well below the historical average of 550,000 fish for that date.
Estenson says the entire fall chum run is projected at this point to come in below 400,000 fish. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Yukon Fisheries biologist Fred Bew says things look bleak, but it's still possible that the latter portion of the run could pick up.
Right now we're close to the bottom threshold where we may make the low end of our escapement objective, but our test nets at the mouth are picking up and indicating there's a pulse of fish coming in, so maybe the fish are just late. We're never sure until the end of the season.
There's been no commercial fishing for fall chums, and managers close subsistence fishing until tomorrow. After that, it will reopen for 2 48-hour periods per week. Sport fishing for fall chums will close tomorrow. The restrictions come after weeks of high water that have already limited fishing success, a Yukon Chinook run that was very weak, and an average summer chum return. Bew says both the Chinook and fall chum runs are the product of strong parent years, but there's speculation that heavy eggs production can lead to increased mortality.
There's been some thought that, you know, there's some bacteria or fungus that may kill fish eggs while they're in the gravel, potentially, if eggs are concentrated too closely together, and it's not good for the eggs.
Bew stresses that there are a lot of factors that affect salmon survival, including water temperature and spring breakup conditions. The weak Yukon Chinook and fall chum runs have hit Canadian fishermen especially hard, as the two species are the ones that migrate to upstream spawning grounds past the border.